Oh. So. I'm wearing color blindness glasses right now. The folks at Enchroma sent over a pair of some of the newer ones. I bought a pair a while ago, and these are the updated ones. And I'm wearing them all day, just to try to get acclimated to them, because it's they say you need to, you know, try to wear them for like 5 hours or, you know, 15 hours a week or something to kind of train your brain to receive the new information it's receiving, is basically how they put it. It's interesting. Reds are a lot redder, or reds are more intense, I should say. So taillights, stoplights, and stuff like that, they actually specifically say, like, yes. That's kind of the thing. Look out for that. You know, because the pair I bought, I wore a couple of times, but they were only meant for outside stuff. And so, you know, in the years since I bought that pair, which was, I don't know, was it 2012 or something like that I bought those? Probably something like that. They've developed ones for indoor use. You know, ones that can be used with computer screens, stuff like that. So that's actually what I'm wearing right now. Because the outdoor ones are actual sunglasses. And I shouldn't wear sunglasses right now. That car is very, let's say, blue. Probably blue. Very deep. It could have been purple. It's very striking either way. So yeah, I mean, I bought a pair a while ago. It was like $650, and now they are not that much. They've cut in price by about half, I think. Can I see grenades in the division now? I don't know. I haven't tried, but I'll probably try that next. Like, so that's why I've been trying to wear these things all day, is try to get used to them so that I can try a situation like that, where I was seeing it most of the time. It's not like the red was invisible. It just, oftentimes, if I didn't see the edge of the red circle it draws, so I could see the difference between red and not red, it wasn't always registering with me, or it wasn't always like, yeah, it wasn't always registering. It was like, okay, you know, I'd notice, like, by the time I noticed, it was too late. It was like, oh, the screen's all red. Oh, shit, you know. Are they prescription? No, they're not. I don't normally wear glasses or contacts or anything like that. They will do that, I think, but, yeah. The lenses do have a color to them, which makes me look like some kind of eccentric weirdo, which I might be kind of into that. I don't know. I haven't decided. Like, there's almost like a purplish tinge, I guess, to the lenses. So it looks like I'm wearing weird half sunglasses or something. Or, like, not particularly dark sunglasses, I guess. We recorded the podcast, and then I messed around with some stuff, and then suddenly it was like 7:30 or something. I'm like, oh god, I gotta go. Alright, not gonna plow through this yellow on account of the cop car next to me. The weird thing is, when I take them off, the world looks different. Yeah, everything looks different. And now that I've been wearing a pair all day, like, when I took them off to do some stuff, and I was like, oh, boy. It was almost like everything had a sickly yellow tinge to it or something. I don't know. I couldn't really figure it out, but it was weird. Man removes leg muscle to see what human flesh tastes like. I mean, I good on him for eating his own leg and not stealing someone else's, right? usually when someone gets curious about that, it goes a real bad way. Or maybe I'm just, you know, I'm not clicking on the story, so maybe when you get in there, he's... Maybe the URL is not telling the full tale, but... I should probably stop. I can make it all the way home. I don't actually need new gas. All right, why don't we see what's on the radio? Normally, listen to my phone for a little bit here.
I'm trying to dismantle these wicked ways. I've engaged in such a gamble, cause I can speak the truth and I know the world when I ramble. Wait, that's a bit ambitious. Maybe I'm tripping, maybe I'm crazy, maybe I exist in a different dimension. Not to mention when I close my eyes I see the distance. It's such a scary sight, so I rarely go to sleep at night. I watch the sun rise, then I watch the sun fall. Stay the son of God and still don't recognize my flaws. I guess I'm lost. The cost of being successful is equal to being neglectful. I pray my experience helps you. As for me, I'm trying to sort it out, searching for loopholes in my bruised soul. But who knows? I just need a little space to breathe. I know perception is key, so I am king.
The other other side is never mortified my mortal mind. The borderline between insanity is father time. I fall behind my skeleton, they tell me that I'm blind. I know that I'm intelligence, my confidence just died.
Carpe diem ceased, I can't compromise. A tapeworm couldn't cure this gluttonous appetite. A couple trinkets, they seeing me as I'm pacified. But couldn't fathom the meaning of seeing sacrifice.
I'm passing laps on the daily, maybe I'm losing faith. Genesism and capitalism just made me hate. Correctionals in these private prisons gave me a date. Professional dream killers, reason why I'm awake.
It's sleepwalking, I'm street stalking, I'm out of place. Reinforcing this heat barking, these are the brakes. Before I bleed, do I see me before them pearly gates? Or this is just a mirage or a facade?
Wait.
As you hear it, pump up the volume. Dance with the speaker till you hear it blow. Then plug in the headphones, hear it blow. It's a whole other world, when you turn the control. Your body to dance. So, context of tempo like a weather nerd. You just reflex and let it burn. When this is playing, you can't get stuck. With the steps of the same, and I'ma still come up with. Get the sweat, follow the beat of the rhyme. Death with the record that was fixed a long time ago. It can be done, but only got to do it.
You got it! You got it! You got it! You got it! 5 degrees and I need some drugs. Little something to hold me through if you only knew what the boy been doing. Last night I had a blast, did a lot of blow, got lots of ass. Shit went by fast, when the stash is gone, so with the house. Andre the Pro, been doing this shit since 85. I need to get my re-up and keep it going.
I got a little something for somebody.
Damn money, it ain't easy. About 5 hours gone by, it's 8 o'clock. Now I'm looking for a girl. Baby, I'ma pick you up, put it on that dress so I can take it off. Don't ask off, gonna fuck you hard, then take you home. They say Andre gone, it's the truth, but these fools don't know me. I got something for you, don't bother crying, call your father. Here's a quarter, there's the payphone. See you later.
I got a little something for somebody.
I want more Joey Badass.
I feel like we could let some beats run, you know what I'm saying? I feel like the listeners might want to hear me, like, you know, do a little 16.
That's what's up, man. Call us up, man. Joey Badass. Know. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Yo, new studio, new rhymes. You feeling that?
Yeah.
He's feeling that. I like that. Joseph Bachman, let's go. Got some instrumentals? All right, let's go, man. Let's go.
Oh, you want me just going?
Just going, baby.
Yeah.
What we gotta do? The film guy? You on top of it, huh?
I'm confused.
Triple A Shade 45.
You switch position.
Yeah.
Switch the beat. Give me something fresh.
Give me another instrumental, man. Joseph Bodman in the building. Triple A Shade 45. Big Spanish DJ.
Give me something that can make my heart race.
You look at me, this right here.
That's kind of expected, but I'll work with it. I'll tell my brother. Yeah. Check it out. I call your bluff. Ride through the radio station, Shade 45. These niggas ain't never had enough. Ride through this shit and I'm riding B-Way. No nigga representing BK, that's all day. I got this shit right on me. So you don't really wanna get too close up on me. Better watch this step when I come in this shit. Yeah, recollect when I run a million bitch. When he get with the flex, you already know, nigga, tell him what's next.
Hey.
How I switch the flow, get these niggas so vexed. See me pulling through passenger seat with Lex. Riding through the town, riding all down. Got my fitted and I got my shit on now.
Hey.
So you see me, gotta get your bitch astounded. When I came back through a lasso, I round them up and then I'm rolling in. And what's good? Know I gotta get it representing my hood. Best die on the way back to Flatbush. And we freestyle, this shit is so good. Rolling up the backwood, the swisher, switch positions. Lil nigga came up, now he get commissioned. Just to hit the stage and tell his mission. What it is, so we all across the globe. You already know, you could get, you hit me with the lights, the strobe and the little with the limelight. Nah, I got the mic tight, hold it like, got the iron on me like Wizard of Oz. When I'm coming through, know it's so odd with the flow, on orthodox. These niggas trying to use that Southpo flow. Nope, I just get it, so when I gotta get it, you already know, and the niggas stay lifted. High off the pole, off the swisher. Who's next? It's the Mr. Badass, he move fast. Nigga never felt math class, I add counting.
Yo, switch that beat up, man.
Yo, I'm off the top right now, just getting warmed up.
Oh, that's what you're doing?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Super classic.
Yeah.
He said it's super classic. I got sick of class and I started whipping classics. Yes, it's the badass, the addict. Came out the attic. You don't really want it, man. A freestyle addict. I'm back at it every day.
freestyle in the project hallway.
This shit hard.
This shit pissy. Now I got a couple bitches in the mid 60 jeans. Wanna come for me, it's so clean. Represent, putting it on for the team. You see me when I coming through, spit a whole 16. And my teeth gon' gleam, always gon' shine. Even if I ain't have no time, freestyle this shit cause it's so divine. Coming off right off the top of my mind, hey. Dripping like molten, I was sipping guava. Somewhere out there looking for the
You on the BQE right now, baby. Come on.
Hey, shout out to everybody listening worldwide. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh. Yeah, I do know what you were saying.
Oh, this my shit?
Let's go.
Yeah. We on the war tour, just got back from Japan.
Hey.
I'm gonna do it, eating up, cause my man. And you know I gotta get it on the microphone.
Hey.
If they can't, then I gotta send the bitches
way
home.
Time.
When they giving me dome. Oh no, I'ma let it rock. Yeah, we gonna let it rock. Okay. Cut it from the world looking for a reconnection. I will fucking build a mind way more prepossessing.
Hey.
Fuck them, then I leave them guessing. Duck them, and then I'm back to finessing. You already know I gotta keep this shit flexing. They just skip the reefer anytime I be stressing.
Hey.
Yes, I gotta count my blessings. Every day for the old man that's upstairs. And I gotta say it one time, you weird if you can't get.
Shouting about
cake. Yellow diamonds in my Jesus. I just might learn to speak Mandarin. Japanese for the yen that I'm handling. International hold, that's my handle. My face chunk on like a candle. El Gran Santo on the mantle. In case y'all didn't know, I speak Spanish too. Shut up the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess. Yes, still rock La Familia. Says a lot about you if you're not feeling us. Homies at home, it ain't many of us. I talk less, it's more niggas, plenty of us.
Everything around me. Free. Get the money, dollar bill, yo.
Cake. 500 million, I got a pound cake. Niggas is frontin', that's upside down cake. Get them a red nose, they clown cakes. Should've never let you round cake. Look at my neck, I got a carrot cake. Now here's the icing on the cake. Cake. I'm just getting started. Oh yeah, we got it, bitch. I don't name a millionaire, been a lot of it. They made millions, big made millions. Yay made millions, just made millions. We all made millions, can't made millions. Millions to tell you if he wasn't in the ceilings. I'm back in my bag. My eyes bloodshot, but my jet don't lag. My pair Jordan 3 is trying to chase this cash. Airbag just in case we crash. Last night was mad trail. Fresh out of Advil, Jesus rather will.
Hip hop nation.
Nation.
Street hip hop hits. Period.
Cut the shot of any, I can go to prison. And say my whole heart got an investigation. No, they turn this dick tongue, this dick tongue. They know we turn that lick tongue, that lick tongue. $2 million cash from a friend. Started sick to say about a big business. Gotta keep that heat on the sea, there since. You know we turn this dick tongue, this dick tongue.
Because I wanted to. I
know you wanted to.
I got sick.
I seen it.
All right?
I'm a tourist. My name is Hell of a Queens.
I'll be there to save. still standing tall. Just be thankful for what you got. Though you may not try, a great big cat diamond in the back, sun on top, digging in the scene with a gangster, gangster white.
SXM with a new and improved SiriusXM app. Find out more. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/app. From Miami, Florida, it's your nighttime DJ on duty.
DJ Parker. SiriusXM.
For love and throw it wide, you might restrain me. Could you really blame me? And you will feel you're blown apart. All the pieces there will fit to make you whole. And I know where they go.
Is commercial free.
At SXM Pop 2K is on it today, y'all.
Stay connected with SiriusXM Pop 2K.
Thank you.
This is your Rural Evening News for Monday, March 21st. I'm Janet Atkinson. Thanks for joining us. We begin tonight with developing news in parts of the Southern Plains, where an unexpected bout of cold weather has many concerned about the devastation it could bring to their winter wheat crop. Agronomists say it will take several days to assess the damage in the Midwest, where major winter wheat growing states like Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma saw several hours
not my winter wheat
below freezing. They say because of an early winter thaw, wheat in some areas is an estimated 2 to 3 weeks ahead of schedule. Earlier today, RFD-TV's Markets editor Mark Ogle spoke with farm broadcaster John Jenkinson, who farms near Lakin, Kansas. He's expecting quite a bit of damage to the winter wheat in his area.
The forecast was for sub-freezing temperatures, but it certainly got much colder than what was anticipated. They were looking for temperatures, you know, basically in the middle to low 20s. By Sunday morning, we had gotten down on our farm all the way down to 14 degrees. And eastern Colorado, just to the west of us, about 90 miles, it got here down to 7 degrees. So it certainly got very, very cold. One of the things that added insult to injury through this whole thing, Mark, is we've been very, very dry. We've had temperatures in the 70s and 80s with wind anywhere from 20 to 30 and as much as 40 miles per hour for about the last 2 weeks. It really brought this wheat out of dormancy in a hurry. But the downside to that was it has just been so dry. We've got great subsoil moisture, but the top 5 inches of the soil is just terribly, terribly dry. So the wheat was already suffering from drought stress, from wind stress, and then we added these super bitterly cold temperatures on top of it, and we know that we've got quite a bit of damage.
Beyond the dangers of this latest freeze, an early spring and premature wheat crop development may also raise the risk for drought later on in the year, as because a more developed wheat plant would need more water. The longer growing season can also raise the prospect for diseases affecting the crop yields in the months to come. To add insult to injury, warmer weather is expected for that region of the country in the coming days, which could cause additional stress on winter wheat. For the very latest, let's check in with meteorologist Christina Lorin.
Good evening to you, Janet. Good evening to you.
Back here in sight, and everything is all right. I got a beat from Kim, and she could do it all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week messed around and got a triple-double. Thank you.
crazy to think that virtual reality is next week. That's all, like, about to happen.
Sometimes I mean ridiculous. It's like that sometimes, it's shit ridiculous. One hand in the air, if you don't really care. Middle finger in the air, if you don't really care. It's like that sometimes, man, ridiculous. Life can be sometimes ridiculous. I'm so tall, spawning ball.
Yeah, what up, Detroit?
No, he didn't. They didn't do it again.
back and kick some old simplistic pimp shit on slim shit. Start rocks like Limp Bizkit. Stone guilty conscience at concerts and watch mosh pits. Some motherfuckers knock each other unconscious. Somebody's crowds that slim draws as rowdy as Crenshaw Boulevard when it's packed and full of cars. Somebody's crowds being Snoop draw his niggas from Crenshaw, from Long Beach to South Central. Not these niggas again. These grown ass ignorant men with hair triggers again. You and what army can harm me? D.R.E. and Shady with Doggy from Long Beach. He came a long way to making these songs play. It'll be a wrong move to stare me the wrong way. I got a long move and I carry it all day. Sometimes it's like a nightmare and it's being Andre. But I somehow, some way, nigga, you know about dumb heads. Now let me cut these niggas up and show them where the fuck I'm coming from. I get the party cracking from the shit that I be spitting. Time hit one, get it done. Get your phone split, run. Got about 50 guns. And I love all of them the same. Bang, bang. Damn, baby girl, what's your name? I forgot. What you say it was? Damn, a nigga buzz. Hanging in the club with my nephew Eminem. What up, cuz? The great white American hope. They hooked up with the king of the motherfucking West Coast, baby.
And you don't really wanna fuck with me. Only nigga that I trust is me. Fuck around and make me bust is he.
The devil, they always wanna change.
I'm the head nigga in charge. I'm watching you move. You found dead in your garage with 10 o'clock news coverage. Gotta love it cause I exposed the facade. Your little lungs is too small to hot box with God. Jokes aside, come bounce with us. Standing over you with a 12 gauge, about to bust. It's like ashes to ashes and dust to dust. I might leave in the body bag, but never in cuffs. So who do you trust? They just not rugged enough. When things get rough, I'm in the club shooting with puff. Bitch, please, you must have a mental disease. Assume the position and get back down on your knees. Come on.
And you don't really wanna fuck with me. Only nigga that I trust is me. Fuck around and make me bust.
The devil, they always wanna change.
And you don't really wanna fuck with me. Only nigga that I trust is me. Fuck around and make me bust, is he.
The devil, they always wanna change.
Oh no, big slim dog, 80 pound ball, 6 inch long. Back up in the easy, baby, he's shaded.
He's so crazy.
Give me the mic, let me recite to Timothy White. He gets outside, the Interscope offices every night. What if he's right? I'm just a criminal, making a living off of the world's misery. What in the world gives me the right to say what I like? To walk around flipping the bird, living the urban life like a white hip in the bird. Screaming at night and screaming at mom, scheming to leave. Run away from home and grow to be as evil as me. I just want you all to notice me and people to see that somewhere deep down is a decent human being in me. It just can't be found. So the reason you've been seeing this me is cause this is me now. The reason noodles being this me. So when you see me dressing up like a nerd on TV or heard the CD using the fag word for freely, it's just me being me.
All right. I'm here at the supermarket to do some shopping. And I'll see y'all later. Have a good Monday. Don't watch wrestling. It's probably already too late for that warning. But, oh well. See ya.